stretches, puts up a three. Won't go. Rebound Bosch. Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang! Tie game!
Another episode of the podcast where today we'll be discussing the first round matchups for the NBA playoffs and what we will expect the rest of the way. I'm Ryan Pickus, and joining me is Joey Pickus. Joey, what have you seen so far?
Well, it has been a very entertaining NBA playoff so far. First, I want to start with the Clippers and Mavericks, the only seven-game series in the first round. There's a lot to see with two stars in Luka Leonard going head-to-head. Obviously, the Mavericks fell in the Game 7. Luka put up 36 a game, or 10 assists. And the only one that really stepped up with him was Tim Hardaway. What do you see there, Ryan?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, Luka had to carry that Mavericks team after that Game 7 performance where the Clippers were red hot from three.
Mm-hmm. Their shooters when they came to play that game. It seemed like
they were shooting 46.5% from beyond the arc, while mm-hmm. Dallas only shot 27.8% from three. Luka's supporting cast did not show up to play.
And something I found pretty interesting was in the first two games when the Mavericks won, the Mavericks and Luka Doncic in particular were really targeting Ivaka Zubac off screens and isolating and making him look silly. So to combat that, the Clippers had a really small ball lineup. They went Batum at the five. Ben Zubac. And then because of that, the Mavericks played really big and started Boban at five and Porzingis at the four, both above 7'3".
And another thing to note in that series is every team playing away, visiting the other team's home stadium, won up until Game 7, where the Clippers won the only home game of the seven-game series.
Pretty interesting.
The Mavericks will go, or the Clippers, they go on to play the Jazz in the second round. So let's take a look at the Jazz-Grizzlies for some matchup. What do you see there?
For the Jazz and Grizzlies, it was two young star guards going at it with each other. Ja Morant, who averaged 30 a game in that series. Donovan Mitchell, who averaged 28.5, but was out the first game when the Grizzlies won. Gobert was being Gobert, putting up 13 rebounds per game and whopping three blocks per game. What do you see, Ryan?
I mean, the Jazz just built like a championship team. They got guys like Joe Ingles, Jordan Clarkson, Royce O'Neal. Those kind of players are just Mike Conley, who's just recently added to the team. Those kind of players are just guys you need to win an NBA championship. The Grizzlies are known for their defense, and they had no trouble scoring the ball whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. Ryan, I got a question for you. So Dylan Brooks looked very good on both sides of the ball and put up a whopping 25 points per game. Do you think this was just him getting hot at the right time? Or do you think it's something to build on for the future?
Oh, I think it's something to build on for the future. You can call it a fluke if you want, but Dylan Brooks he earned his right for his name to be up there with Ja Morant and to be like one of the building blocks of the future for the young Memphis Grizzlies team.
Mm-hmm. And let's take a look at the Nuggets and Blazers. When the Nuggets won in six games, I thought some role players in Michael Porter Jr., Monte Morris, and Austin Rivers all elevated their games. Jokic proved why he should be the MVP with 33 per game and 10 rebounds per game.
Yeah, Damian Lillard, he put on a show every game.
Mm-hmm.
That game five performance, he had 50-something points.
55.
That was one of the most incredible performances I've seen live. He hit three after three in the clutch. He put his team on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he really could not get much help from his team, which brings up the question in the offseason, should he request a trade?
Well, the coach Stotts just got fired, and Dame's first priority of his coach Jason Kidd, refused to join Portland. So he doesn't get his coach that he wants. I think it could be a really big possibility that he leaves. I mean, he's put his all into this franchise and, you know, he's made it out of the first round a couple of times, but he hasn't made the Western Conference Finals.
And another thing to note in that series is, with Jamal Murray's absence, mm-hmm. I really like Monte Morris stepping up, yep. playing that point guard role, scoring the ball, dishing it out. Austin Rivers, who they picked up, who's been huge, just being able to score the basketball without Jamal Murray in the lineup.
And I think another guard that can step up is Marcus Howard, who led.
Oh, yeah, definitely. His second-year player at yep. Marquette, correct?
He led college basketball in scoring his last year in Marquette.
Yep.
He averaged 15 minutes per game throughout the series. I think he could take a huge step up in that second round.
Now,
fill Jamal Murray's shoes.
The Nuggets. So we'll be playing the Phoenix Suns in the second round. Take a look, Suns beating the Lakers in the first round.
Mm-hmm. What do you see their run?
Well, we're seeing LeBron get older, and we're seeing Anthony Davis get more injury prone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Anthony Davis was dealing with that groin. He tried to play through it in game five, was it?
It was game six when he tried to play through it.
Not too long into the game, he re-injured it and was out for the remainder of the game. That Lakers team, they're not winning anything without Anthony Davis healthy.
Mm-hmm. I think Devin Booker is becoming a superstar in front of our eyes. Like, incredible.
Yeah, you can really see Chris Paul rubbing off on him.
You do. There's guys like Mikal Bridges, Cameron Payne, Cameron Johnson, who all stepped up in big moments, were able to knock down some threes, were all able to get some stops on defense, especially guys like Mikal Bridges and Jay Crowder, who were asked to guard King James.
And the backup point guard on the Phoenix Suns,
Cameron Payne.
Cameron Payne, he took a huge step up.
Yeah, after definitely.
Just years ago, coaches were saying he wasn't even capable of playing at the NBA level. He looked like he could be a starting point guard on another NBA team.
Mm-hmm. And one question I have for you is, do you think Chris Paul's shoulder injury will affect him in this upcoming second round?
I mean, the shoulder injury, it looked like something he was able to play through.
Yep.
Something that can be managed. I think it doesn't bother him the rest of the way. I think they'll be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of point guards, how about Trae Young? How incredible has he been? Let's take a look at their first round matchup against the Knicks. What do you see here?
Trae Young really surprised me. You know, he's been really poised and playing like a veteran, playing the game at his own pace against the Knicks and carving them up, which is a really good defensive team. You know, they've got the most improved player in Julius Randle, former MVP in Derrick Rose, and the coach of the year in Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah. What I really like is Trae Young's ability, his playmaking ability. Mm-hmm. He was able to get, you know, Bogdan Bogdanovic. He was able to get him.
And he can catch fire quick.
Guys like hot. Kevin Huerter, Danilo Gallinari, rocking the Mohawk. And, mm-hmm. you know, able to dish off to Clint Capella, rolling into the paint. John Collins. Yep. He just has a perfect team build around him. And they're going to have to really run into a tough matchup with the Philadelphia 76ers after they beat the Washington Wizards in five games. Do you mm-hmm. have any takeaways from that series?
I was actually expecting more of a fight from Washington. Russell Westbrook really struggled. He came down with a couple of triple-doubles, but shot the ball really inefficiently. Bradley Beal did not really step up whatsoever. He was doing his thing, but did not take a stride in the playoffs. Didn't really help that his role players weren't giving him too much help. I mean, Roy Hachimura had a big game, the game they won, correct?
Yeah, Hachimura played, he really did play great that series. He had multiple 20-point games, played great on defense, grabbing boards, everything.
Bertans did not look that good.
One thing I'd like to point out, though, is that Bradley Beal was playing on a bad hamstring, and Russell mm-hmm. Westbrook was playing on a bad ankle. It's just unfortunate that they both happened to be playing through injury. And I think if they were both healthy, they would have gave Philadelphia a bigger run for their money. I could have seen this series going into seven games, but we'll see Washington come back next year stronger and potentially looking to make a second round run in the playoffs. And
Ryan, since you're a Wizards fan, what do you think this means for their future? Because they've kind of been in this in-between stage where they're in between contending and kind of rebuilding.
I view the season as a success because we went from being one of the worst teams, probably the worst team in the league, to being in the playoffs, which is incredible. And not many teams have ever done that. And I think it's due to Westbrook's leadership, Bradley Beal's just his skill on the court, and it can only get better from here.
All right, well, let's switch this over to the Bucks and Heat, which was the first series to finish up in the first round. Quick, four games up, four games down. The Heat did not give the Bucks too much trouble at all, except for that game one when Middleton hit that game winner. They were shooting the ball terribly. The Bucks were that game. They played terrible and still ended up winning. Bam and Jimmy just did not look themselves.
Really,
they did
Tyler not look Hero, how they look Tyler in the Hero bubble. Was nowhere to be seen whatsoever.
This may have been a result of the short period of rest they got after making the finals last year. I don't know, but they did not look like that same finals team from last year.
Yeah, do you think the Bucks can take that momentum into their second round matchup against the Nets?
Well, it's not looking good so far. At the time that we are recording this podcast, the Bucks have just lost game two and they're down 2-0. Hopefully they can take it to Milwaukee, put up a fight there. But we'll get into that in a little bit.
And the Nets first round matchup against the Celtics, really not much to say here other than the Nets absolutely destroyed the Celtics. The Celtics had no answer for the Nets. They were playing with their big three of Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden.
I think that was really the first glimpse that we got to see of the big three together.
It was, yeah. Jason Tatum, he played great, but he really couldn't get any help from Kemba Walker, Marcus Smart. They're all struggling to help score. Yeah, that's a big blow for them. All right. Let's go through our just quickly go through our second round matchups and then we'll go on from there. So Jazz Clippers, I have Jazz winning the series, and I think Jazz in seven is my prediction. What about you?
I think the Clippers win in six. I think the Mavericks took them to seven, but the Clippers are an experienced team. They played together last year, pretty much the same lineup. But they added Rajon Rondo, you know, playoff Rondo. They need playmaking. They got one of the best playmakers in NBA history. I think they'll put up a big fight and eventually make it out.
All right, Nuggets, Suns. I got Suns in six games. What about you?
I have Suns in five games. They just beat the defending champions in six games. The Lakers eliminated the Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals last year. I think the Suns will cruise through this series.
All right. Atlanta Hawks, Philadelphia 76ers. I got this might come to a surprise to many people, but I got Atlanta Hawks winning the series in seven games. Seven game series, I got the Hawks winning.
Well, the Hawks already took game one, but I don't think that really matters. I think 76ers are going to come back and win four straight. I have Sixers in five.
All right, Bucks, Nets, like we've stated previously, the Nets are currently up to a 2-0 series lead, even without James Harden. So he got injured game one. I see the Nets winning this in five games.
Well, I think it's coming back to Milwaukee. Giannis is not going to want this narrative to stick around that he's a supposedly playoff choker. He's going to turn things around in Milwaukee. Going to be 2-2. Going to battle back, and I got Bucks in seven.
All right. Well, if I had to pick who I think will win, I really think it'll be the Nets with or without James Harden. They just look like the most unbeatable team out right now. I just don't see any team having an answer to defend Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and nonetheless putting James Harden in there. Come on. What about you? Who do you have winning?
They did look pretty good, but I think the Suns will win. Chris Paul is already an NBA legend, and adding a ring, which is something that he obviously wants to do before he retires, is that definitely at the top of his list. You know, Devin Booker, who's an up-and-coming superstar with a ring under his belt, who will develop his case to be an all-time great for years to come.
All right. Well, thank you, Joey, for joining me today.
Thank you.
And we'll look to come up with future episodes, hopefully, about what we summing up analyzing the rest of the playoffs. So thank you for joining me, Joey.
Thank you.